In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I think we've referred to this before, but it bears repeating. There is a great misconception that we have as Christians that Christianity is somehow a passive religion, that the mark of a good Christian is someone who does nothing and has simply found inner peace and then wants to hoard that inner peace all on his own or her own. But Christianity is not a passive religion. Christianity is an active religion. And lest anybody doubt that, all we need to do is think about this Sunday, which we could very well call a Sunday of two Marys. It's the fifth Sunday of Lent, and on the fifth Sunday of Lent annually, we commemorate the life of Mary of Egypt, who lived in the 6th century, most people think, some people think the 5th century. And she lived a life of very low morals, to say the least. And she found herself, as those of us who know the story of her life know well, she found herself traveling from Alexandria to Jerusalem for the Feast of the Holy Cross in order to really continue her immorality. And she joined a procession trying to enter the Church of the Holy Sepulchre to venerate the cross, and she was physically prevented from entering. She certainly recognized what was going on with her life. See, it wasn't physically like there was somebody at the door, physically through invisible powers for keeping her from entering. She realized what was going on. She went to an icon of the Panagia, and asked forgiveness, was then able to enter the church, venerate the cross, went back to the icon and was told that she should go to the desert, which she did. She went to a monastery on the Jordan and she confessed, she received communion, and then she spent the remainder of her life living in the desert as an ascetic. A year prior to her death, the monk Zosimus happened to stumble upon her, and she said, come back. He said he would come back on Holy Thursday and bring her communion, which he did. The story of her life goes that she actually walked across the Jordan on top of the water to receive communion. And he said he would be back a year later. But he returned a year later and discovered that she had reposed. She reposed after receiving communion, and he found her body incorrupt in the desert. It's a story of somebody who lived at the depths of sinfulness, only to find herself at the height of ascetical power. When the monk Zosimos met her, he discovered that she had, among other things, the gift of clairvoyance. And it does say something that somebody who started out life in such a horrible state ends up having a Sunday of great Lent with her name affixed to it. And because this is March 25th, the Annunciation, it is a Sunday of another Mary. And this is the Archangel Gabriel coming to tell Mary that she would bear the Christ. And the Gospel reading from Luke accounts everything just perfectly, really. If we think about Mary the Theotokos, well, her life started out much differently than Mary of Egypt. Mary the Theotokos was a child of promise, and she's dedicated to the temple at an early age because her parents were rather aged, and she was brought up in the temple, and then later betrothed to Joseph, who would be her caretaker. And as we know, this Mary who was born as a child of promise, brought salvation into the world, and through the birth of her son, the world was changed forever. Your life and my life were changed forever because of the birth of her son. But both of these ladies were by no means passive. And there are lessons to learn from their lives. One is that we have an interventionist God. Some people think that God is off someplace in the distance, just kind of supervising and watching everything that he set in order. But that's not true. He is a God who intervenes in our lives, as he intervened in the life of Mary of Egypt. He is a God that intervenes in the world, as he brings his only begotten Son into the world for our salvation. A second lesson is that God is obvious. We've talked about this before, but again, it bears repeating. We say the Lord works in mysterious ways, but usually he knows we're dull, and he knows that he needs to kind of spell things out for us. There's nothing subtle about trying to enter church and finding that you can't enter church. There's nothing subtle about being confronted by an archangel. We have an obvious God, and thank goodness we do, because I think if all of us were just looking for subtle clues, we'd be lost already. Yet another lesson. There are many spiritual paths within Christianity to find Christ. There is this notion that you have to do exactly this and this and this and this, and if you don't dress this way and act this way and talk this way, and then you'll never be one of us. And that's just not true. Within the parameters of the dogmas of the church, the traditions of the church, the practices of the church, there is a path to Christ that's unique for each one of us, because you and I are unique. And it's not right to try to tell somebody, you have to act exactly this way or you won't be a real Christian or a real Orthodox Christian. God demands a response from us. This is yet another lesson. He demands an answer. He challenges us, but he wants an answer. So he confronted Mary of Egypt, and he wants an answer. He stands before Mary the Theotokos, giving his message to the archangel, and the archangel demands an answer on behalf of God. But God gives us free will. And so even though he confronts us, even though he is very obvious, even though he intervenes in our life, he still lets us make a choice when it comes to giving him the answer. And that is how much he loves us. A very important lesson for this Sunday of Two Marys is that courage and boldness are not manly traits. Because both of these women are both very courageous and very bold. Courage and boldness are Christian traits. It is no accident that today, March 25th, which is also the anniversary of the beginning of the Greek War of Independence, it is no accident that March 25th was chosen as the day in which the war would begin. Courage and boldness are Christian traits. And finally, there's a lesson that I think is very important for all of us to remember, because so often we sit there and we are in church and we say, well, I could never be like Saint so-and-so, I could never be like Saint so-and-so. Don't worry about it, because God is calling all of us, sinner and saint. And he has a role for everyone in his plan for the salvation of the world. And you see, Mary of Egypt's role in salvation may seem very subtle to many people, but it's really very plain, because she took action and she went to the desert to pray for the remainder of her life. And no doubt she was not only praying for her own soul, but praying for the world. Her repentance led her to do something. Repentance in and of itself without action really has very little meaning in life. Now, just as a way of taking a little break from this sermon, as we think about God calling us and God challenging us and God demanding an answer from us, the parish council is working very hard and will be working very hard to try to develop the circle of servants and leaders in our own church. And I like that a lot, because if we're going to do more things, we need more servant leaders in our church. And this is a good chance for us to take a little break from this sermon and let our minds unwind a bit and think about how it is you and I are going to continue serving the church, and what new things we can do, and what new steps that we can take as individuals and together. But now back to the theme of the sermon, because I don't want anyone to think that this is a sermon about why you should serve the church more. This is a very personal sermon for each one of us, because there's a pretty good chance that as we sit here today, God's trying to intervene in our lives as individuals. He's been telling us something, either through family or friends, through that still small voice inside of our head. And that still small voice, by the way, is the Holy Spirit. He's been confronting us with something we've been denying, something about ourselves that we have to change. Maybe he's been challenging us to do something bold and beautiful and unimaginable, the way he challenged Mary the Theotokos through the Archangel Gabriel. He's given us free will, but he wants an answer. He's intervening in our lives, but he wants an answer right now. And there's no better time of the year to give him that answer than this last Sunday of Lent, as we prepare for Palm Sunday and then Holy Week and Pascha. So if you know that God is knocking on the door of your heart, then do something about it and come to confession and come to the services. Keep the fast. If you haven't been fasting, begin to fast. Pray extra hard over the next 2 weeks. Because remember, passivity is not an option. And confession and worshiping together, receiving communion, praying, those are acts. Those are things that we do. So as we prepare to conclude Great Lent, which we will do this coming Friday evening, I would just like to challenge all of us, myself included, to never forget to be courageous and bold. To be as courageous and bold as the two Marys that we remember this Sunday. By being courageous and bold, Mary of Egypt went from harlot to saint. Through courage and boldness, Mary the Theotokos brought salvation into the world. Through courage and boldness, the people of Greece used this religious holiday as the springboard to rise up and demand their freedom. When you and I decide to heed God's call, where will our courage and our boldness lead us? To spiritual wellness? To growth in Christ? To service to others or to the church? Maybe all of the above. Again, because each spiritual journey is unique, these are questions that we answer for ourselves. But here's something to bear in mind. Two millennia ago, through the Archangel Gabriel, God called a young woman from Palestine to bear the Christ. 1.5 millennia ago, a sinful woman of Alexandria was called to turn from her evil ways and repent, only for her to become a great saint of the desert, a saint who is commemorated on this Sunday every year. And today, right now, God is calling us in a unique way, but calling each one of us to find our place in his plan for the salvation of the world. Why not choose this Sunday of Two Marys to listen to our God, to heed that call, and then to answer him with the same courage and the same boldness of the two Marys whom we honor today.